Mason Vera Payne.
Google Trends expert Marley Michelilli joins me to talk about the 2021 summer forecast on trends, travel tips, and top hotspots. Thanks for joining me, Marley.
Thanks so much for having me, Mason.
So now that the whole country is starting to open up some more, a lot of people, especially since it's summertime, want to travel. Right now, is Google having any huge search trends for traveling?
Yes, we definitely are. Even just in the past week, staycation has increased by 1,100% in terms of trending searches. We also have a lot of insights and data when it comes to where people want a road trip to or even fly to as people are getting more and more comfortable with going back on airplanes. So as far as road trips go, some of our most trending and most searched road trips too in the past week have been road trip to California, road trip to Grand Canyon, road trip to Yellowstone, road trip to San Francisco, and road trip to Colorado. So you can see a lot of people are looking to go out west to some of our greatest national parks and spend a lot of time outdoors, which I think is a great idea, especially as we're still a little uneasy with how the pandemic is doing in various states across the country. And then for people who are thinking about flying places, we've seen most search flights to Vegas, Miami, Hawaii, Florida, and even Puerto Rico.
Wow. I'm kind of shocked about the flying one. I'm still a little bit scared about the flying one, only because I don't know if it's that going to be that clean. But I guess if everybody's willing to start searching for it and starts going into it, I mean, is it pretty safe, do you think?
I think it's pretty safe. I mean, one of the great things about using Google search when you're planning your vacation is you can get the most up-to-date information, whether it's, you know, the different guidelines that various airlines are implementing or what countries are safe for Americans to travel to, even abroad. So we've been even seeing some people have some interest in traveling to foreign countries. So, for example, we've seen one of the top trending questions in the past week being, is Europe open for travel and is Ireland open for travel? We also see Greece being one of the most searched countries for travel restrictions in the past week.
Now, is there anything else that you guys have that would help people make sure, like, if certain things are open to help plan? Because I imagine if you're going to, like, San Francisco, you'd want to make sure all of the normal tourist spots are open.
Exactly. And one really great tool for that is actually Google Maps. Google Maps is awesome just because you can look right in your exact location what some of the coolest restaurants and local eateries are close by, some local businesses, or even like special sceneries or sites and museums. And we'll give you the most up-to-date information as to the hours, if there's any restrictions, and we'll even give you reviews from past visitors on Google.
Will it also show you like if they have different opening hours? Like, are they accurate?
Yeah, they will be accurate. Obviously, sometimes people won't update it right on time or if there's like something happens one day, but overall, Google Maps really works to give you the most latest up-to-date information. So when you're searching and you're on vacation, you can plan ahead of time and say, oh, you know, if I'm doing a road trip, let's say, and I'm going out to California from Southern California to Northern California, you can say, oh, I want to make a stop in, let's say, Monterey and look for a restaurant to eat at for lunch. And that should give you an accurate time estimate for when the hours would be open.
Now, I'm curious, did you guys see a trend in staycations instead of going out to other places, maybe like something within your own state?
We did see that the term staycation was even trending by over 1,100% rise over the past week. And you can see a lot of people are looking for alternatives to airlines, actually, just in case they do want to stay, you know, in the vicinity in their own state or in their own city. So we've been seeing some other alternatives, which have included, you know, a 40% rise in searches for beaches. So a lot of people are trying to take advantage of any beaches close by where they can just drive and gather up the family together. People have also been looking for camping. So we've seen over a 90% rise in searches for camping. So people are thinking, you know, ways that they can be outdoors if they don't want to travel very far. We've also seen over 60% rise in RV-related searches, which is really interesting to see. So again, if people are a little bit worried about doing travel in groups, strangers, if it's on a train or on a plane, people are also looking for ways that they can, you know, take maybe a weekend getaway close by somewhere in RV.
That's so funny because I actually prefer to drive everywhere. I love taking road trips with my father from Chicago all the way to Texas because I don't know, I don't like being on planes. Not that I'm afraid. It's just, I don't know, it's nice looking at all the stuff as you're driving by.
Google Maps makes it so easy, which is great. Like in real time, you can plan your route as you're going along. Look for, you know, if there's a scenic view and you want to take a special stop, if there's any trails ahead and you want to, you know, stop for a quick hike, you can do all of that within the Google Maps app as you're traveling. So it's really great for, you know, bringing it along as you're going along and figuring out what kind of sites and places you want to see.
Yeah, and the best part about Google Maps, which it's so funny, that's what we use when we travel, is that when you lose signal, it still keeps going. Mm-hmm. And I think that's so cool.
That's really cool. And then another cool thing about Google Maps that I also really love is the fact that you can save places that you've been to or even places that you want to go back to that you didn't have a chance to check out. So if you're on the Google Maps, you can just tap the place, the name of the place, and then click the save icon and either save it as a want to go for the future or as a favorite if it's something you really enjoyed. And something you can also do is make customized lists for yourself. So let's say you're a big fan of barbecue. You know, you can make a list for my fave barbecue spots and then save them along the way as you've checked out different places and different restaurants. So it's a really cool feature.
Can you do that even if you didn't like go to them before? Can you just, like, if I decided to go to San Francisco or New York and I'm like, barbecue place, boom, just put it on my map.
So you would just search it up on your map, even if you haven't been there. You can look at the reviews, look at some of the pictures. And then if you decide, oh, this is the place I'd like to go, then you can just mark it as want to go and it'll save it as that for you.
Oh, nice. Have you seen any other trends about traveling that we haven't spoke about yet?
Yeah, so we also have some other trends that are like related to activities for kids. So we saw a huge spike in summer sports for kids. I'm sure after, you know, a long year indoors, whether it was going to school remotely or just not being able to do the same, you know, activities with your friends as you normally would, I'm sure a lot of parents are eager, you know, to get their kids out and active as restrictions are loosening up again. So there's definitely a lot of interest in getting kids into sports. We also see people, you know, looking into travel as, you know, we go into more social events with other people. We see some of the most searched summer clothing over the past week has been summer dresses, summer wedding guest dress, and summer cardigans. So people are also looking at ways, you know, to amp up their style as they, you know, integrate into these like social events and settings again.
Yeah, that's one of the things I've been looking up is what to wear for this summer. Because, I mean, what do you wear? I kind of feel like fashion went back a season. Because what did we do last year? Nothing but be in pajamas.
Exactly. Exactly. So it's hard to say, you know, like I remember last summer I just spent in sweatpants, you know, or workout clothes the whole summer just because I was lounging around. So it's interesting to see, you know, that people are looking at what's in. And a really great tool if you are looking to shop online is actually Google Shopping. And Google Shopping is really great is because you can look up, you know, specific articles of clothing or specific item you're looking for. And it'll show you how the prices compare across the internet and even from local retailers in your area. So you can make sure you're getting the best bang for your buck, getting the best deals. And if you, you know, even if you don't want to order something online, you can check out if it's in stock at a store near you, which is really great.
Well, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate you being here. And for those listening, where can they find more information about all the stuff we talked about?
You can find more information at google.com/trends if you're looking for some trends, and google.com/travel if you're looking for some tips and tricks to help with your traveling plans over the summer.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapaine.com. That's masonverapaine.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.